Hello, creators. Welcome back to another episode of Conscious Creation. Here we are. Wow, I feel different. I sound different. Here we are. I posted a video or a podcast like 3 or 4 weeks ago saying season two's here and never posted again. But here I am. It's raining. I'm under a willow tree. You might hear some trains or trams or thunder or a bird. And just as a reminder, like, shit doesn't have to be perfect. Just do the damn thing. And perfection comes afterwards. Or not even perfection, but mastery. But you must at least take the first step and not control it through your own expectations of what it's supposed to look like. And so here, that's what I'm doing here. I'm finally sitting down to record a podcast episode, and this one's a beautiful one because this one's actually from you guys. I posted on my story a couple days ago now asking what you guys want to know about me. So this is about me. This is about what my life's like. A little introduction, because there's so many new people coming into my reality, and as we expand and grow together, I want you guys to know who I am. Not just some random guy off of Instagram. So just as a little introduction, I'll get into the questions soon. And there's some beautiful questions in here. And I start off with the more mundane, simple questions. And I go into the deeper stuff as last. So just to give you guys a little, if you guys want to get straight to the meat of the podcast. Well, no, listen to all of it if you can. I don't know why I would tell you to skip parts of my podcast. Conscious Creation, here we are. So a little introduction to who I am. Hi, I'm Caden. I am a nomad. I'm traveling the world right now currently. I am a college dropout that decided that I was growing out of my pot, or I couldn't grow with the pot that I was in, aka college. And so I had a year and a half left, and my heart was calling to adventure and get out of there. I felt like I couldn't grow anymore. I felt suppressed, and I needed something new. I needed to break free. And I can remember the moment that I told my mom that I was not wanting to be in college anymore, and I wanted to come home and sell my car and buy a bus and go travel in it. And it was a really challenging conversation, but it was very beautiful. And I just remember afterwards sitting, or wow, you guys are about to hear some incredible thunder. Wow, the lightning was insane. I think this, having the rain, let's take a moment just to breathe. Listen to the rain and the pond on the leaves, the thunder. So, yeah, I dropped out of college. Or I finished a semester and then left after that semester was done, and went home, sold everything I owned, and bought a bus, and converted the bus for 7 months, and then went and traveled in the bus for like 8 months, and then, which was so incredibly beautiful, so incredibly beautiful. And now here I am. I sold my bus, and I bought a backpack, and here I am traveling the world now. And I find that my deepest truth and my greatest expansion comes from trusting in my heart, trusting in the unknown, and just jumping in. The uncomfort is the greatest teacher. You will learn so much by jumping and trusting, you will be faced. I have been faced with some of the deepest shadow aspects of myself, and I continue to. And each time I do so, I feel even more empowered in my confidence of, like, I've got this. And now here I am, 2 years later now, building a business, traveling the world, loving my life more than I ever have, and cracking my heart open. And I mean, I could go on and on about my life, and but that's just a short little intro for you guys. If you guys have more questions about just everything that I've been through, I'll definitely be posting more about that. If you have questions about how I did it, or just anything, let me know. If you ever do have any questions, I'm always here to answer them. And if you have the question, that means that somebody else also does. And so by you expressing it, you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping another as well, or many. I think that's a cute little background of my life, short and sweet. So let's dive into some of the questions. So these are some of the quick questions. Am I single? Yes. Can I grow a beard? No. Am I visiting Norway soon? No, but I really do want to at some point soon. I've seen pictures, and I was actually very close, but it just didn't happen this time in my Europe travels. Where am I? I'm currently in Germany. And yeah, so those are some of the quick questions. I kind of section these questions as in, like, past, current, and future, but not really future, just overall the best questions, which all of them are beautiful. But some of the past questions were, what was college like? College was beautiful, yet the most challenging time of my life. The most challenging time of my life. And it was the most, it was where I broke free. I lived the very normal college experience my freshman year until COVID disrupted everything and went home. And yeah, as we all did, had to quarantine. And in that quarantine, I really started opening up to the spiritual realm and started smoking weed. And it's such a beautiful tool in the progression of life and kind of opening up to those more subtle realms of energy, wisdom, knowledge. I went back to college once everything was lifted, and that's when I really started facing all my shadows, like the deep-seated people-pleasing to the core. My addictions, just really facing off and experiencing the darkest times of my life, the most dissociated times of my life. I really couldn't stand school either, especially once it was all online. I just cheated my way through everything. I didn't learn anything. I was taking dumb classes. I think that's actually a question. Oh yeah, what was that, my major? So I started off as a chemistry major, and then went through organic and decided that I didn't like chemistry enough to do that. I love chemistry. I think it's a beautiful thing that I still use, and I'm so grateful that I have some background in chemistry now. Because I like to use it in my spiritual realm as well. I think there's a family of duckies that are going to come and sit under the willow tree with me. Okay, keep it cool. Keep it cool, Caden. So I changed to psychology. And that was after after COVID and everything was online. I wasn't learning anything. And then finally, my last semester that I was there, I took some really cool classes in Buddhism and also just perception and cognition. And it really allowed me to continue opening up. I was kind of already on my path at this point. I was in a beautiful community, the Create community, that I was being opened up to so many like incredible brains and hearts of very impactful people in this world. And it was very beautiful and profound just to be seen and heard and just to be held in a space. So that's something that I desire to create for others as well, as a community. So I definitely see that happening in the future, for all of us to be in a community together. My college was, it was the darkest point of my life, which created the biggest breakthrough of my life. I was actually contemplating last night, that the time right before I was leaving, I felt free, and just looking back at that version of me, and then looking at where I am now, and it's like, wow, thank you to that version of me for trusting in it's my heart. I remember being on the phone with my mom and saying, I know something is here. Like, I feel this huge expansion and love that is on the other side of me taking this leap of faith. I feel it. And here I am. And just reflecting on that was just so beautiful, and just allowed me to sink a little bit deeper in trusting in my path. It was where I faced off with all of my darkest shadows. And that doesn't mean I won't continue to, but that was the start of it all. That was the dark night of the soul for me. I was a server in a stupid sports bar restaurant with awful customers, and would have nightmares about going to work every day. And I quit that and was like, fuck this, I'm never getting a job again. I will create a life for myself. I am never doing this ever again. And here we are doing it. That was my college. How did I get into spirituality? Really, TikTok, quarantine, marijuana. Oh, and Dolores Cannon, if you guys don't know who she is, she's created this hypnosis technique. She's passed now, but it's called Quantum Healing Hypnosis Therapy, QHHT. And it's this hypnosis technique that takes you deep into your subconscious realm. And she found that as she was doing this, other entities and higher beings were channeling through the individuals that she was taking through the hypnotic state. And so she has many books and podcasts and just everything that I dove into and listened to, like, all of it. And the way I would describe Dolores Cannon and my relationship with QHHT is, it was more of a remembering than it was a learning. Like, the things that she would say, be like, oh yeah, duh, like I just forgot. I forgot that we are multidimensional beings that are living in a, like, illusion of reality, that are here to create our wildest dreams. Duh, oopsies. I forgive myself for forgetting. So that was a really big aspect. I definitely recommend checking her out and the hypnosis technique. I had a session. I went into the hypnosis and had this beautiful session with somebody that was like a practitioner of the hypnosis technique. And yeah, and in that community that I was in as well was a huge significant role in my growth as well. Community is so important, guys. So important. Try and find it wherever you can. And if it's here with me, then here we are. I do plan on creating a community for us all to really come together and be able to create a safe space for vulnerability and expression, authenticity, and yeah, just a space where you feel seen and heard and loved, and to be able to express yourself as well in your creative endeavors and what you're working on, and yeah, just anything of the sorts. So yeah, that was how did I get into spirituality. And yeah, it was a accumulation of many things over a period of time that really woke me up to it. And I was kind of atheist, I guess, at the time of COVID and me awakening to all of this. And so I knew there was some sort of like beauty in the chaos. I knew there was some sort of order in the chaos, but I just didn't know how. And I grew up Christian, and so I had a really negative connotation around God and just my own trauma that I experienced. So yeah, it's been a wild journey, as you probably know for yourself as well. So here's the next question. What inspired the nomadic journey? Let's just listen to that. Oh, I love thunder so much. I've missed it. So what has inspired my nomadic journey, and how am I staying grounded during my travels? Such a beautiful question. What has inspired me in my nomadic journey? Travel. I was really blessed to have a family that loved to travel, and we really traveled the world together as much as we could, and it really opened me up. Like, once you get that travel bug, it doesn't go away. And I just knew that it would be the best possibility for me to experience as much as possible in my life. I find that when I'm stuck in a specific place, I don't learn as much. Or let me not say that. When I'm traveling, I open myself up to so many more experiences and opportunities that are allowing me to grow compared to if I was stationary in one place with a home. So I hope that makes sense. I have to face more fears. I'm less comfortable, which I find that I am really comfortable now in the uncomfortability as well, and really navigating that as well. But yeah, it's been me. What's inspired the nomadic journey? Yeah, just a sense of adventure and wanting to learn and see new cultures and dive into new experiences and meet new people that I wouldn't meet if I stayed in my small little town in North Carolina. My soul craved for it. And as soon as I was really old enough to actually jump and do it, I couldn't say no. Like, that is where my heart was really pulling me, and it still is. I don't know when I'll stop. And I definitely have the desire to kind of settle down for maybe a couple months or so, and ground a little bit in a space, but I don't see myself stopping travel anytime soon and living the nomadic life. How am I staying grounded during my travels? That's a beautiful question, and thank you so much for asking. I forget. I can picture your Instagram picture, but I cannot remember your name. Anyways, beautiful question. How am I staying grounded during my travels? It's taken time. It's taken experience, because a lot of the times I didn't truly feel safe traveling, and I was in a very just heightened state of, I was really broke for a while and just trying to survive in my bus, paying for gas and food. Just that thunder. I hope you're enjoying the thunder and the rain and the birds and everything. And the willow sweeping in the wind. So how do I stay grounded in my travels? I'm really learning how to do that currently, honestly. And I've learned some so far of really recognizing that I am home. Home is not something outside of me. Home is where the heart is. And really diving into that of, like, I am my own best friend. I am my own arch enemy at times. but mostly my own best friend. And, yeah, just having a good relationship with myself, and being able to soothe myself when I am in pain or just uncomfortable in whatever I'm experiencing. And I have my routines, which I'm not the best at. I'm getting better at the moment at really grounding in a morning routine of waking up, like really getting into my body. But I think the most constant anchor point for me throughout my entire travels has been just, yeah, my heart, my love. Like, recognizing that it doesn't matter where I am or what I'm doing or how broke or how rich I am or how, like, happy or how sad I am. I always have myself. I'm always going to be with me until the day I die. And that knowing, that's where I feel safest. And I also trust that I have so much protection around me at all times. And that's a big thing with following our hearts. A lot of the times we don't really do so because we don't feel that we'll be protected or carried and supported. But your heart will always, if you are truly following your heart, you will always be supported. You will always be protected. Now, that doesn't mean that crazy shit's not going to happen. But that's part of life, you know. But I do feel completely protected in my travels, completely protected in just who I am. I just feel I have so much support physically and etherically as well. So, next question. What symbol do I connect with most? This was a great question that really had me contemplating for a while, but I always have to come back to the Merkaba, which, if you don't know what the Merkaba is, you should go look it up on Google so you have an idea of what I'm talking about. It's the symbol representing the divine union of the masculine and the feminine. And this is the closest to me, because I feel that's my big mission here on Earth in this lifetime, is to really embody both the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And because they're just energies within us. They're polarities of existence. And everything that exists on this physical level, and probably ethereal as well, has these poles, the North and the South Pole. And these
this dance between opposing energies, but also recognizing that they're not opposing, they're actually supporting each other, and there would be chaos if they weren't working together, which happens. You see that in many people's lives, that their masculine and feminine are not working together, and so they have a chaotic life. And all of my lessons really have been about learning how to be my own father and my own divine masculine, that supporter, that friend, the stability, the safety, the holding space for. And then also the divine mother of my feminine aspect, the creative side of me, the flowy side, the beingness, the presence, the nurturing, the void, the space where creation comes from, the all-consuming, all-nurturing energy. And so that's the Merkaba, is the expression of the union of the two. And I have it tattooed on my chest, right on my heart. And just, it's that understanding for me that the masculine is here to support the feminine, and the feminine is here to bring life to the masculine. And I could dive in and have 3, 4, 5, 6 podcasts just on that alone. But I will leave it to that right there. Okay, last question. Nice, short and sweet podcast. This one's beautiful, and I saved it the best for last because I just, yeah, that's what felt right to me. Okay, here it is. What does authenticity mean to me, and how would I encourage others to embrace their true self? So let's break that down. Sorry about the sirens. What does authenticity mean to me? Authenticity to me means presence. It means being in your soul and operating from your highest perspective, highest timeline, highest desires. Authenticity is speaking your truth, but not even just speaking it, it's being your truth, being who you came here to be. And I mean, that sounds so simple when I answer the question, but it is simple. The thing that isn't simple is all of the lies and the societal pressures and the conditioning that have clouded our authenticity. That is what's chaotic. Authenticity is very simple. It's, what am I feeling right now in this moment? How am I feeling? And sorry, somebody just bought the Phoenix Pathway, my course. I just got a notification that somebody decided to invest in themselves and get the Phoenix Pathway, which I'll actually give a little description of at the end of this podcast for anybody that is interested or intrigued in the course. Such a beautiful creation that I'm just so proud of, truly. So back to authenticity. It's presence. Authenticity is presence. Authenticity is, what am I feeling right now? Am I feeling angry? Okay, let me be authentic in my anger. Am I feeling happy? Okay, let's express that happiness. What are you feeling right now? Not what were you feeling 10 minutes ago and now are forcing onto this moment. What are you feeling right now? Let's break down the roots of authenticity. I want to look that up actually right now. Authenticity, root word. It keeps coming back. Okay, so auto, which is self,
And hintis, so authentis. Hintis means doer or being. So this is being yourself, doing yourself. Auto, like, and I feel that there should be more to this answer, but authenticity just means honoring where you're at right now in this present moment and supporting yourself in that, creating the space for yourself in that, loving yourself right now and recognizing that, or not, maybe not recognizing, but choosing you as your priority. Authenticity doesn't always look like creation and beauty and like ecstatic joy. Authenticity is also the darker times as well. The anger, the sadness, the heartbreak, the confusion. That's also being authentic. So again, what does authenticity mean to me? Authenticity to me means being fully present with yourself. It just means presence. Authenticity means presence. You can't be authentic if you're not present. And you can't be present if you're not authentic to what you're experiencing. They are one and the same. And how would I encourage others to embrace their true selves? How would I encourage others to embrace their true selves? I would encourage you to embrace your true self by embracing all aspects. Bam! You are not whole in just your happiness. You are whole in all parts of yourself. So by embracing your true self, that means embracing all aspects of yourself. And how would I encourage others to do so? Firstly, that comes to mind is you have to desire it. It's not an easy path to take. Again, kind of coming back to that, the thing of like authenticity is simple, and everything that we've suppressed authenticity with, that's the chaos. It's diving into that. It's looking at all of the parts of yourself that you're not allowing your authentic expression, that child innocent expression of yours, that raw presence. And like what I just see with that is like just being fully open with what you're experiencing, fully expressive of what you're experiencing. And a lot of the times, like, we don't do that because we've been told that a part of ourself is bad, or that I'm too much for experiencing that, or I'm not worth that, or I'm not valued enough to want that. And all of these stories that we've told ourselves based off of our past experiences that are hindering us from being in our authenticity. And so to encourage people, okay, let's just take a breath, come back to center, come back to our hearts. Really breathing. The greatest advice that I can give about encouraging you to be in your truest expression, in your truest self, your most authentic, vulnerable self, is empowering yourself, recognizing that
these fears, these doubts, these stories that you've told yourself that you're not worthy, or whatever that is for you, you know it. I don't know your story. You do. And so you know what this is, these things are. You know where you're blocking your authentic expression. You know where you're not listening to your heart's deepest desires. I don't know that for you. We could obviously dive into a tarot reading and figure that shit out. But I don't know right now. You do. And so my deepest encouragement is recognizing that you are so much stronger than anything that you are going through. And like, just to give an example of that, like, or not even an example, but just anything that you're experiencing, anything that you're going through will pass. It will not always exist with you because it is not you. And that's where I found a big piece of empowerment of like, I'm bigger than this, because I will exist longer than it does. I am not bound by it. I'm not bound by my unworthiness. The unworthiness is not something bigger and stronger than me. I am stronger than it, because I will overcome it. When I die, like, my soul will continue on, and that unworthiness will be forgotten about, unless I reincarnate again and have to go through the experiences. But I am greater than my pain and my struggles. You are greater than your pain and your struggles. They are not, you are not a victim to them. They are not stronger than you. They may feel like it. You may feel like you have no power over your circumstances and over like your internal experience, but that doesn't mean that it's true. You are much greater than anything that you can experience. Thank you, Thunder. You are much greater than anything you will experience. Happy, sad, painful, blissful. All of it is passing us by like clouds. You are the observer of all of it. And so I want you to feel empowered by the knowing that you are not the thing that you're experiencing. You're just experiencing it. And if you are just experiencing it, that means that it will pass, and that you are greater than it. I could say that like 7 more times, which I feel like I have already. So yeah, that's my deepest encouragement, is for you to really discover your truest self, is to face your fears, to dive into the uncomfortable. That's what I've done. Like, that's how I started this podcast off saying, is I jumped into the unknown and the fears of like, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I have this whole stupid plan of life that everyone has told me that I need to do by going to college, getting a degree, getting a job, and working for the rest of my life and hating it. That's the life that I was told that I was going to live. And I deeply was terrified of it. But I was also terrified of saying no to it more than anything. I was terrified. I was terrified of what people were going to think. I was terrified of not being accepted for where I want to go. I was terrified of the unknown of how I was going to do it, if I was capable, if I was worthy, if I was valued enough. I was terrified. I still am at times. But that never stopped me. And I will say that each time that I've just jumped into the unknown and surrendered and said, Lord, God, whatever the hell you want to call higher being, source, I trust you. That act of just saying I trust you will allow you to soften
and open up to change. And that doesn't mean that it's not going to hurt and that you won't be confused and that things won't be challenging at times. But that also doesn't mean that it's going to be hard the whole time. I am so beyond grateful for the life that I've created for myself through jumping into the unknown and the fears. I wouldn't have done it any other way. Like, I am so grateful for the life that I am living. And I'm so grateful for every single time that I was in resistance and I was in pain and struggling and just lost in life. I'm so grateful that in those moments I said, God, take me. I surrender. I trust in you. Please help me. It's taken humbling. I'm getting chills right now. Please take me. Please carry me. So know that you are so much bigger, so much grander, so much more alive than anything that you're experiencing internally, externally. You can overcome all of it. You're literally living right now. Like, if that is not the biggest act of defiance, I don't know what else is. For you to be living, walking in this billions of cells that are all working together just for you to experience life. For you to go through what you have been through in your life and still be breathing and not have ended it. Your existence, your life, your breath is evidence that you can conquer anything. So I say, dive into the unknown. Dive into your fears. Do it in a safe space, obviously, where you feel that you can fully express yourself and that you, like, yeah, just don't be smart about it. And be nurturing and be supportive, but jump. And that segues me right into the Phoenix Pathway. If you resonate with everything that I've said so far in this podcast, especially this final part about authenticity and, like, really encouraging you to be in your truest self, and you really just don't know where to start or what that looks like, I have created a beautiful course called the Phoenix Pathway. And this course is a 9-step process of the Phoenix, recognizing that you are the Phoenix, and we must burn away the old conditioning, the lies, the stories, the pains, the fears that are holding us back from being our truest self. And then not only burning away, but then using the ashes as the nutrients and the building blocks of our new reality, our new life. And in the burning away of the old, we actually uncover parts of our authenticity that we forgot and we hid away through the fears and the pains and the experiences of the past. And this course I channeled. I sat down for 3 days and channeled over 4 hours of transmitting this, the energy of the Phoenix, fully connecting into the archetype of the Phoenix, which, if you don't know what the term archetype means, it just means overarching, like, general energy of the Phoenix that is within all of us. And yeah, so it's 4 hours plus of videos and transmissions of each step breaking down how to really unlock your unique self, by diving into your pains and your heartbreak and your fears and your uncomfort, and recognizing that those are actually the opportunity for you to grow. Your fears and your pains and your conditionings and your patterns and whatever it is, they're not there to break you down. They're there to build you up. The heartbreak is not there to break you down. It's here to build you up. And so that is truly what the Phoenix Pathway is about. It's about giving you, providing you the tools and the guidance for you to open up to your most magnificent, beautiful life, and learning how to nurture yourself, learning how to mother yourself, and learning how to father yourself, how to create space where you feel supported and seen and feel that you can express the emotions that you're going through. So this is very much about learning for the first time how to truly mother and father the inner child that is you, your innocence. Because we, like, our parents aren't perfect. Neither are we. And so there are parts of our lives that we needed support in that our parents weren't able to give, because that's just not where they were. And there's no blaming, there's no judgment towards them. It's actually empowerment of, I get to be that. I've gotten to learn how to fully be my father and my mother, to be the support system, to be the provider of myself, and to be the nurturer of, like, hey, how are you? Are you okay? To be the emotional support as well. And so that's really a big part of the Phoenix Pathway, is learning how to be your own father and mother once again, and supporting yourself in your shadow aspects as you're continuing on this journey of really opening up to the darker aspects of yourself so that you can transform them into light and into beauty, into love, and into your greatest dreams. And so if that sounds interesting to you, I would absolutely love to answer any other questions that you may have about the Phoenix Pathway. And if you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to your growth, I would absolutely love to have you in the Phoenix Pathway. There's actually 5 more spots left for a free reading as well, to initiate you into the Phoenix Pathway, a free tarot reading with me. So definitely act soon, because there's only 5 spots left for that. Is there anything to add? I'm so happy to be back with my podcast, Conscious Creation. It's been so long, and it's been such a crazy journey of life that I really just haven't had the capacity to do my podcast, but I'm really excited to be back, and I can see so much beauty that's ready to be transformed and created through the podcast again. So again, if you are interested in the Phoenix Pathway, you can go check out the link in my bio on Instagram, and I have a couple introduction videos. I have a lot breaking it down, and if you still have questions, feel free to DM me, and I'd love to answer any questions that you may have about the pathway. So again, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you guys in the next episode of Conscious Creation. And if you guys have any questions about anything from this podcast, let me know as well. I love you guys so much. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, creators!